Good day, listeners. We interrupt your regularly scheduled episode of The Adventures of Abernathy Franklin to bring you a broadcast from Glossomer Magazine, news and gossip from the multiverse. We would like to remind our Earth human audience that linear time is not observed by fourth dimensional and above sentient life forms, and therefore these stories require no indication of a specific date. Also, if you were unaware that everything that could ever happen or has ever happened exists only in the here and now, we apologize for any mental confusion or emotional trauma this information may cause. We assure you that the evolution of your collective human consciousness will not be negatively affected by this revelation, nor by any other pieces of news from Glossomer Magazine. And now, enjoy this update from the multiverse. Jupiter's fire and rescue personnel were called to its moon Pasiphae to assist with a fire alert at a human-alien hybrid incubation and care center. Glossomer Magazine correspondents reached out to the facility and were able to communicate with Dr. Hammond, head mantis in charge of DNA manipulation and activation, and senior PR official. According to Dr. Hammond, the distress call sent by automated smoke detectors at the facility was a false alarm. Evidently, a lower-level gray officer was experimenting with human microwave technology in order to flash heat gross matter to be consumed by human visitors to the facility. Several teenage human guests, brought to socialize with the human-alien hybrid teens, complained of being hungry and requested sustenance. The gray officer, whom Hammond would not name, was not familiar with microwaving of human food and placed a tinfoil-covered sandwich in the machine to heat. This caused the device to pour smoke and spark violently, and automated sensors in the facility alerted the authorities. Staff, guests, and human-alien hybrid children were evacuated in accordance with standard protocol until the offending machine could be safely removed and destroyed. Dr. Hammond insists that no beings were harmed in the incident, and currently incubating fetuses remain healthy and unaffected. Human visitors to the facility were shaken, but Hammond says they are no more upset by the event than they usually are by being taken from Earth to the facility. In other news, Bonamex Trilithy and Clydell Morrigan, intergalactically known jewel thieves, were spotted having coffee at a fifth-dimensional cafe somewhere in the vicinity of the Seven Sisters. The couple are, of course, wanted in several star systems in the Milky Way alone for a number of thefts from high-end jewelers and precious gem suppliers. Reported to Galactic Council authorities some 3 hours after their departure from the cafe, the eyewitness who recognized the couple submitted a photo for confirmation. When asked why they did not alert the authorities immediately upon sighting the known criminals, the eyewitness simply replied, quote, "They were just so cute, and they looked like they were having a lovely time." End quote. A spokesperson from Frankie's paranormal PR firm, currently representing Bonamex and Clydell in their attempt to change their public image, told Glossomer magazine that the couple actually see themselves more as treasure hunters than thieves. The spokesperson went on to argue that, whether it's a remote seaside cave or a display case at Tiffany's, the concept of ownership is largely obsolete in many other places in the cosmos, so really, what's the big deal? The Galactic Council declined to comment on their investigation into the current whereabouts of Bonamex and Clydell, but have asked that credible information on their location be telepathically sent to the Galactic Council General Tip Line. Elsewhere in the multiverse, the physical world of musical vibration is celebrating the life of intergalactically acclaimed fourth-dimensional concert pianist and adorable mouse, Rodney Muradel, who died unexpectedly of laughter-induced heart failure. While attending a Sylvester Sly Erdelin comedy show, Muradel, the musical mouse, was witnessed to have been laughing raucously during one of Sly's 3D holographic laughter wave emissions. Fans of Sly will know he uses this holographic frequency enhancement during all of his shows to increase audience enjoyment of their experience. According to one comedy fan in attendance at the time, quote, "Old Rodney was clearly having a great time and didn't seem to be in any distress. Just dropped over and was dead with a smile on his face. Suppose there's worse ways to go, aren't there?" End quote. A source close to Mirabelle says the family has no intention of pursuing legal action against Sly for Rodney's sudden departure during the comedy show. Glenda Mirabelle, younger sister of the famed musician, told Glossomer magazine correspondents, quote, "My brother lived a good life, and we have the legacy of his beautiful music to remember him by. I'm just glad he died happy." End quote. It is worth noting, attendees of Sylvester Erdelin comedy shows do sign a waiver acknowledging the use of the holographic laughter waves, which are, of course, harmless. However, the force of laughter experienced by individuals during such frequency emissions can evidently exacerbate existing health issues. Both Sylvester Erdelin and Rodney Mirabelle are represented by Frankie's Interdimensional Public Relations, parent company of Frankie's Paranormal PR. Glossomer magazine reached out to the longtime friend of both Sly and Rodney, Abernathy Frankie Franklin of Frankie's PR, who had this to say. Quote, "Sylvester is a fine dude. He never has any intention other than bringing joy, good fun, and humor. He wouldn't have wanted little Roddy to depart this mortal coil anywhere, anytime. But he knows as well as we all do, this physical form is temporary. And he's just glad to have had the chance to entertain Roddy. Sly has always been a big fan of Roddy's music. And if he could die peacefully listening to a Mirabelle tune, I'm sure Sly would think there's no better way to go." End quote. Family of Rodney Mirabelle have asked that in lieu of gifts, fans treat themselves to a comedy show or musical concert and enjoy themselves in memory of Rodney. And now, for a brief commercial break. Are you feeling fatigued from lack of sleep? Is that lack of sleep caused by the stress of recent alien abduction? Do you experience headaches due to the alien implants that doctors refuse to acknowledge are in your body? Then you need the rest and relief of Malachi Zendelbro's Abductee Amnesia Serum. Malachi has been developing healing solutions and remedies for the soul for over 9,000 years. His elixirs have proven effective for Pleiadian, Reptilian, Arcturian, and human souls alike in studies across the known universe. If you've been experiencing sleep loss, headaches, and the stress of multiple alien abduction scenarios, and your fellow humans not believing you, talk to one of our specialists about Malachi Zendelbro's Abductee Amnesia Serum. We promise, after just one dose, you'll forget any of it ever happened. 98% of patients studied went back to normal mundane life in just 36 hours. Call our representatives now by meditating on the name Malachi Zendelbro. Kalinurian distribution agents are standing by now to receive your psychic requests. Results only guaranteed in your imagination. Malachi Zendelbro's Alien Abduction Serum is not a real drug found on planet Earth. Haley Hoverseth, writer of this ad, is not responsible for anyone who takes this seriously. Talk to a Kalinurian today about our miracle elixir so you can sleep more soundly and forget your abduction stress. Malachi Zendelbro's Abductee Amnesia Serum. So effective, it's like it never happened. Are you a demon fed up with being labeled evil? Maybe you're a witch, tired of explaining to normals that the craft has nothing to do with Satan. Or you might be a good fairy, bored of helping out, and you'd like to play a baddie for a bit. Hi, I'm Frankie, and if you're a paranormal, occult, or mythological character looking for a fresh public image, look no further than Frankie's Paranormal Public Relations. Frankie's Paranormal PR has experienced publicists from across the globe on standby, ready to tell the residents of Earth your new story and present the truth you prefer for yourself. Frankie's Paranormal PR has received rave reviews from clients like Bigfoot, Lucifer, and Lady Kendra of the Greenwood. If you've had enough of humanity painting you with a broad brush, then contact us at Frankie's Paranormal Public Relations. We'll get you rebranded and reintroduced to the human masses in whatever way you prefer to be perceived. Visit us today at patreon.com/AbernathyFranklin. And welcome back to the newsroom here at Glossomer Magazine. Another news update. Earth has officially been admitted to the Milky Way Galaxy Federation of Peaceful Planets. After many millennia of violence and global wars, Earth-human consciousness levels have finally evolved beyond the emotions of fear and lack that propagate war. The galaxy as a whole is extremely excited to see the beautiful planet known as the Blue Pearl properly joining its star family community. Officials from the Galactic Council do report that bureaucracy is still being cycled out of the human consciousness, as humans have formed a global committee that is currently unable to come to agreement on an Earth postal code. America is insisting that letters from the English alphabet should be included, as well as numbers. China contends that Chinese alphabet symbols should be used along with numbers. Germany, the UK, and other European countries believe that numbers alone would be sufficient, and would also avoid leaving out any particular culture or the appearance of favoritism towards any particular culture. The Galactic Council, at the moment, are maintaining their policy of non-interference in Earth's evolution, and have not told the human population that, of course, a postal code is entirely unnecessary. And it appears we have a breaking news story updating our obituary for Rodney Muradel. Fans of the Ivory Keys rejoice as Rodney Muradel, late concert pianist of the fourth dimension, announces his spectral return for an Earth World Tour. Publicists from Frankie's Paranormal PR, representing Muradel even in the afterlife, have dropped hints that the galaxy's favorite musical mouse may also have a few new pieces to reveal. At the press conference held to reintroduce Rodney Muradel in his ghostly form, Abernathy Frankie Franklin told reporters, quote, "Not even a trip beyond the veil could stop Roddy's passion for tickling the ivories and doing up ditties for the cosmos. I think that kind of dedication and love of his craft is inspiring," end quote. Fans around the universe have indeed been inspired to buy tickets and see the discorporated mouse play his baby grand, with shows in London, Paris, Berlin, and Tokyo already having sold out. When asked if Muradel would be considering a follow-up tour at other planetary locations in the galaxy, Frankie replied, quote, "Anything is possible. If Roddy isn't ready just yet to transition out of this iteration of his soul, then who knows how long he'll haunt the cosmos to entertain the masses. We're just here to support him for as long as he requires." End quote. Glossomer magazine subscribers will recall that Muradel had officially died laughing at a Sylvester Erdeland comedy show during one of Sly's famous 3D holographic laughter wave emissions. Glossomer correspondents were able to reach Sly for comment on Roddy's return, and the Calistinian cat comedian had this to say. Quote, "I was thrilled to hear Roddy was coming back to play again. I heard about it even before his own PR firm did. Good old Roddy visited me in a dream and told me he would come back. Said he'd send me a ticket to see any show I wanted to. The second I saw Frankie's press conference, I went and bought a ticket to see every show. I've even started planning a few show dates of my own to coincide with the cities that I'll be visiting as I follow Roddy's tour. Hopefully he'll have time to pop in and see me perform again, too. He can't die laughing twice, right?" End quote. Glossomer magazine has yet to confirm whether Muradel plans to attend another Sly comedy show amidst his Earth World tour. Meanwhile, scientists and philosophers the cosmos over are now arguing about whether a ghost could in fact die laughing, if a ghost could die at all. For more information on Rodney Muradel's concert tour dates, visit patreon.com/AbernathyFranklin. And in our final news story for this broadcast, cosmic crisis was averted at an intergalactic strongwoman competition in the Tyrannius system of the Andromeda Galaxy when competitor Philenia Kerpathsis stopped a stray comet from crashing into several geodesic fan domes orbiting the competition arena. During the final round of the comet-tossing event, Dalgrunian competitor and three-time strongwoman champion of the universe, Margridor Maggie Lenther, lost control of the astral energy band that held her comet. The frozen ball of gas and mineral dust, weighing in somewhere around 220 million kilograms, was sent hurtling towards the VIP section of the fan domes. Philenia Kerpathsis, known to fans as Philly K, managed to bilocate her physical self into the path of the careening comet, which promptly crashed into her rather than the fan domes. The comet shattered into a few hundred smaller pieces upon impact with Philly K, and the event security staff, along with other competitors, were able to use astral energy bands to safely contain the smaller comet debris. Filenia was unable to complete the competition due to the injuries she sustained from the comet impact, but has been reported to be healing well after the incident. According to Philly K's manager, Abernathy Frankie Franklin of Frankie's Interdimensional Public Relations Firm, quote, "Miss Philly K is recovering with the same speed and stamina she competes with. She said herself that she can't wait to start training again for the next round of strongwoman competitions, and she sends love and thanks to all of her fans for their support." End quote. Fans of Philly K are now calling her Carpathsis the Indestructible, with fan art depicting the strong woman's heroic save circulating across the universe. Frankie's PR has announced that they will be selecting a dozen or so of Philly K's favorite fan art pieces to be added to her new line of Carpathsis the Indestructible merchandise, including coffee mugs, t-shirts, and new patented Strong Woman event helmets and body armor. For more information on the new line of merchandise and updates to Philly K's condition and training, visit patreon.com/AbernathyFranklin. We thank you for tuning in to this edition of Glossomer Magazine's News and Gossip from the Multiverse. You can, of course, support more news and keep up with the gossip at patreon.com/AbernathyFranklin. Wherever you may be experiencing this broadcast, like, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review. Every bit of support truly means more than just one world to creator Haley Overseth. And for whatever support you can give, she is eternally grateful. We will now return you to your regularly scheduled adventures of Abernathy Franklin. Much love to all of our earthbound and cosmic listeners. Wherever you are out there, we hope you're doing well.